Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news has just surfaced, and very soon, our freedom will be handed back to us. Our loving and kind government will relinquish its power considering this incredible discovery. Our servants of truth and the media have sacrificed blood and sweat to bring us all this wondrous news. While face masks, social distancing, hand sanitizer, and plexiglass have all been beneficial in keeping the world's most deadly virus at bay and completely eliminating influenza, the cure for the pandemic has now been discovered in this pivotal time. We'll come to that in just a moment, but first, let's give honor and thanks to Father Fauci, Reverend Gates, Cardinal Ferguson, and all the honorable and fearless leaders of the CDC, the NHS, the FDA, and all other magnificent organizations that have absolutely no ties to pharmaceutical corporations whatsoever. They all deserve our praise for the fine job they have done in protecting us from an illness with a 99.87% survival rate. Thank you all so much. Praise be unto you. We now know, unequivocally, that destruction of the economy was necessary to stem the tide of this deadly pandemic. Sacrifices were made, and soon things will be getting back to normal. The blind obedience of the people has paid off, and it will be rewarded. Sacrificing freedom is a small price to pay for the promise of safety from the blessed governments and health ministries. Although 4,764 new variants have been discovered, the thoroughly tested and completely safe and effective vaccines, which have no adverse effects whatsoever, have helped to stem the tide of the worst pandemic since the Black Plague. May God bless Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and all the other benevolent and wise pharmaceutical companies which have absolutely no criminal history, for all they have done to safeguard and protect us. Where, oh where, would we be without their humanitarian efforts? Praise be unto the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Johns Hopkins, and the World Economic Forum, whose wise foresight in exercising the Event 201 drill helped to prepare the world for the virus that coincidentally broke out shortly thereafter. Never mind the good Dr. Fauci's gain-of-function research in Wuhan. That is irrelevant.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
This deadly virus started from people eating weird shit in a Chinese wet market. But that shouldn't discourage you from enjoying a fine bowl of bat soup every now and again. If you've had the bioweapon, the vaccine, you are fully protected from every disease that ever existed. Unfortunately, the only thing you are not protected from are those filthy unvaccinated people who can still spread the virus even when they have no symptoms and you have been immunized. Otherwise, you are completely safe. And as we all know, safety is far more important than freedom. In the eternal words of St. Arnold Schwarzenegger, screw your freedom.
My 3-inch penis. I am hung like a tuna can. Stubby and thick.
I'll be back.
Thankfully, the duly elected and fully competent President Biden in partnership with the infallible CDC will begin rounding up those disgusting anti-vaxxers and placing them into concentration camps where they all belong. Oops, did I say concentration camps? I meant green zones where people will be happy and well cared for. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the cure for the pandemic. No, it's not ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, nor is it vitamin D, C, or zinc. Ready? You may want to take notes. Here it is. Turn off the fucking television.
Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Gates of Hell Foundation, the Centers for Death and Corruption, the Federal Death Administration, the National Health Service, the Chinese Communist Party, the World Health Organization, and the all-wise, all-knowing pharmaceutical companies that never ever place profits before people and are completely immune from the damage they never cause. Have a blessed day.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
My 3-inch penis. I am hung like a tuna can. Stubby and thick. My 3-inch penis. My 3-inch penis. My 3-inch penis. I am hung like a tuna can. Stubby and thick.
I'll be back.
Don't forget to wash your hands.